Central Texas has gotten a lot of rain this year, and now it's being inundated with fireflies. Mose Bushell of Here and Now contributor KUT in Austin has the story.
So I'm standing at a park in East Austin, and I can't show you how many fireflies I'm looking at because this is radio. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to make a little snap every time I see a blinking light. Maybe back at the studio we'll lay over a more pleasant sound over that snapping sound, but the end effect will be the same. Every time you hear the sound, that signifies one little flash that I'm looking at. This is not scientific. I can't really keep up with this. There are too many of them. But it's fun.
And you get the picture. There are a lot of fireflies in Austin this year. So why?
I think what we're looking at is the rain that we've been having.
Wizzy Brown is an entomologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And yes, she says there are more fireflies in Austin this year because of all the rain. And time. Fireflies, Brown says, take a lot of time to grow. They need a wet spring to lay a bunch of eggs. Then the larvae need moisture as they grow underground for at least a year before emerging.
When we were in the drought cycle, you hardly saw any fireflies at all. But now that we had the really wet spring last year, and now we're having the torrential rains, it seems that they never end. They're definitely building up.
And that could go against a national trend. There's no hard data on this, but a lot of researchers think lightning bug numbers are declining in most of the country. Chris Kratzley is a biologist who works on the citizen science project Firefly Watch, where you can report firefly sightings online.
Everything about the ways in which we are developing the land suggests that it would be eliminating fireflies.
Kratzley's talking about big things like digging up and paving the earth, but also little things. Cutting lawns too short can hurt the bugs. Using pesticides might too. And then there's light pollution.
With the fireflies, a lot of them will do their flash signals to either find mates to breed, or they'll do it for finding food.
That's entomologist Wizzy Brown again.
So if we have light pollution and lots of light, that can disturb those flashing patterns for them, and so they can't find those things as readily.
Finding food, I hadn't heard that one before. What's up with that?
That's actually a really cool one. So there are some species that will mimic the flash patterns of other fireflies to draw them in, and then they'll eat them.
They eat each other.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I'll never look at a field in the summertime the same way again.
Well, you know, food's food for bugs.
If you want to help out these sparkling and only occasionally cannibalistic beauties, here are some things you can do. Chris Kratzley says leave parts of your lawn a little wild, turn off your outdoor lights, and think twice before applying pesticides. That and more rain, and we might see more of this a year from now here in Texas. For Here and Now, I'm Mose Bushell in Austin.